You're listening to SBS News.
The government is predicting a surge in temporary migrants that will outstrip the planned cuts to the number of new permanent residents under Prime Minister Scott Morrison's so-called congestion-busting policy. Despite announcing the government would reduce the annual permanent intake by 30,000, predictions in last week's federal budget show the government expects an increase in overseas students and temporary visa holders will more than make up for that. Government forecasts show overseas arrivals will boost the population by more than 270,000 this year. That's 40,000 more than projected in last year's budget, even after taking into account the cuts to permanent migration. Former senior Immigration Department official Abul Rizvi says that's a big difference.
Well, the difference is approximately 40,000 per annum between the 2018 projections and the 2019 projections. That is a sizeable difference in a single year, but if then you were to look at it through a 10-year lens, as the government is proposing we do, that is a very big difference. That's a difference of 400,000 people over 10 years, and that makes a very big difference to both economic growth as well as to the impact on the budget.
Mr. Rizvi says more temporary migration is, to some degree, a sign of the times. He says Australia's economic strength, particularly in Sydney and Melbourne, will continue to attract people to the country.
So the government has reduced the migration program, and in fact I would argue the government has reduced the migration program further than the headline figures suggest because of some changes to the way it counts the migration program. But it's saying that the economy, because of its strength, and because of its projected strength, it will continue to attract people on a temporary entry basis in particular, which far outweighs, in its view, the cut to the migration program.
A demographer at the Australian National University Centre for Social Research and Methods, Dr. Liz Allen, says the government's announced cut in permanent migration isn't a real one, as the actual numbers have been down by a similar order in recent years anyway. She says temporary migrants, such as temporary workers and overseas students, are the biggest additions to population in this country.
So if we're actually looking at the cause of population growth year on year, with regard to the net overseas migration, the largest share actually comes from the temporary migration entrance.
Dr. Allen says while failing to reduce congestion, which was the government's stated aim, cutting permanent migration would push more people onto bridging visas and into a situation where migrants are treated as economic assets rather than people.
What we're seeing is this kind of new class, if you like, of citizenry where people are seeking for a sense of permanency, but instead of being kind of tucked away, all part of a bit of a shadow and mirrors game to fudge the data.
As waiting lists blow out for a range of permanent visa applications, Dr. Allen argues temporary migrants deserve better.
That takes a massive toll on people who take a big risk in relocating and contributing to Australia. And I'm concerned that Australia is not meeting its reciprocal relationships in that regard, and we're just taking and rather not giving back to migrants that help build our nation.
Sunila Wasti, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.